You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans. Secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or please call 440-824-3434 today. And also, did we talk about the canned food drive? Did you touch on that yet?
I do. I like right. that one. I want to help the community. Yeah.
Let's make a difference, really, for those in need. Bring your non-perishable canned food items to this game. That's Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. Volunteers will be all over First Energy Stadium, all around it, at the gates, collecting canned items and donations. Come up strong for the people here. You always do. All right, we'll take you inside the locker room right now. Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com, sitting down with linebacker Craig Robertson. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Craig, as you take time to look back at the work week, what are your thoughts on the way the defense, the offense, the whole team has performed throughout the week of practice?
You know, throughout the week of practice, it's a sense of confidence. You know, a sense that we have a job that we need to accomplish. So you see that with the attitudes on guys during practice and in the meeting room.
What was that one thing that when you watched the film from last week's game, that second half, what did you guys learn and what can you take from that game and bring forward into this weekend?
Well, we just, you know, for one, we learned the defense that we can be. And also from that game, we learned the defense that we can't be to win games. So we just got to keep our best foot forward and just keep pushing.
Craig, as you look at week two, how much has this defense grown as you guys get ready to prepare to face the Baltimore Ravens again for the second time?
So much. You know, I mean, just week two, we were still learning some things. And, you know, those things we're still learning as well. But those things that we were learning then were far more advanced than where we were at that point.
Are you expecting to see a different Joe Flacco and company, considering the fact that it was week two and the fact that they are coming off a bye and they have had some changes to their offense?
Well, you know, they might have some changes, but they want to accomplish the same thing they've been trying to do week in and week out, and that's run the ball. So we got one of the best run defenses in the league, and it's bone on bone. So we got to stop the run and then stop the pass whenever it comes about.
The Browns are 0-11 against the Ravens, and I know that number may be like wow to you, but I know you wasn't on those previous teams, and we've all week long we talked about the importance of this game. But now that you look back at the work week, how important is this game? How hungry are the guys in the locker room?
I mean, we know that it's our time, you know, and what happened in the past is the past. We're not the past Browns. So we really don't even look at that record or whatever it may be. We just know what we got to get done.
Craig, thank you for your time, and good luck to you Sunday.
You got it.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you very much. Craig Robertson, thank you very much. Bone on bone.
I like that. I like that. Listen, this is a team.
I was thinking bone and ribeye, by the way, tonight for dinner, but that's a whole other subject. Go ahead.
It certainly is. And, you know, bone on bone, it's about manning up, and I think that's what he's trying to say. It's just getting in there, handling your responsibilities. And listen, this is a team right now that is struggling in its run blocking. It is one of the worst run blocking offensive lines right now in the National Football League. In fact, if you were to look at the Pro Football Focus grades, they are the second worst run blocking line in the National Football League through the first 8 weeks of the NFL season. They're averaging 2.8 yards per carry, both Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce. Shut down this running game, put the onus on Joe Flacco to try to beat you, and I don't think he can do it. I really do not think he can do it, given that I feel comfortable that we have an offense capable of getting to 20 points this week.
I'm going to go along with that. The Flacco I've seen isn't the Flacco I thought he would be this year. And I know we had that discussion earlier in the season, and you were down on him from the very beginning. And I'm seeing signs of a guy that is doing what a top quarterback shouldn't do, and that is giving in to what is lacking around him. He's caving it in. Tom Brady is an example of people get sick of hearing good Tom, you know, positive Tom Brady comments. But I got to say this. He's done a lot, and his numbers aren't what they've been, and his performance hasn't been what it's been at its best, but they're only where they are as one of the top records in the AFC because of Brady and his ability to overcome what he is lacking and has been lacking. Joe Flacco, when you pay him $120 million, when you win that Super Bowl MVP and you do the amazing thing he did last year and bet on yourself, you've got to be more than just the guy who collected on that bet. You've got to be the guy who makes plays that are harder to make when the people around you aren't playing as well. And that is really what this game comes down to. The Browns' ability to tee off, to get pressure, to make it uncomfortable for him. Flacco's credit, a baby was born, what, like 40 minutes, I think, before kickoff of that last game in Baltimore, and he still went out there and did enough. But he did enough mainly because Brandon Whedon did nothing. I mean,
the Browns didn't.
Right. We call this a Call Your Shot Friday, so Steve in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is going to call his shot right now. Steve.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I appreciate what you do for a Browns fan here in Iowa. You guys make it feel like I'm right there in Cleveland, so I appreciate that.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Hey, real quick, I think they're going to take the momentum of the second half of that Chiefs game. The defense is going to shut down the Ravens. I see a 13-9 win, hopefully, on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with a 13-9 win. This is a team. It's a critical. I don't care what the score is. This is a game that I want the Cleveland Browns to win desperately. This is a season-defining, season-changing game. There is a big difference between 4-5 and one game out of first against a team that you've already beaten and 3-6. This is a massive game for this Cleveland Browns team, and I like the fact that they seem to be staying very much in the moment. The game is not getting bigger than perhaps it should be or could be to them. They seem like a team focused and a team that's got a little bit of quiet confidence, which I like as well.
And I think coming off of the back-to-back road games is yet another plus for this team. I think when you have played in those hostile environments the last 2 weeks, Lambeau Field and Arrowhead Stadium, two of the classic places to play in the NFL, and to now be back at First Energy Stadium, I think there's something positive there in the kickstart that it gives you as a team, in that sense of, okay, we're home now, we're in our domain, and you're overcoming odds and you're dealing with crowd noise and all those factors, those hurdles that you have to clear when you're on the road. When you're home, this environment should feel welcoming, and this crowd should be bought into, as I sense it will be, bought into what we're feeling.
I think they will be, and I think that's a positive. And I think, you know, when you go back to bone on bone that Craig Robertson said, that sounds like a pretty physical approach.
Yeah.
The good news for the Browns is they know after this game they get 2 weeks to recuperate. There is no reason not to go completely.
The bones get to heal.
Yeah, the bones are going to get time to heal. You get the bye week coming up, and going into that bye week with the momentum of a win over the Baltimore Ravens would be huge. This is a game where I expect to see 60 minutes of maximum effort. Tommy Lasorda, I'm sorry, more than 100%. I'm expecting 110% for 60 straight minutes from this team, and I think we're going to get it.
200%. Let's hashtag bone on bone. I like that. Okay. Bob in Strongsville is on the line with us now. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. You know, I love your show. I think that you are exactly what this town needs. Your enthusiasm and your positive outlook is very refreshing. And
thank you.
Is that going to come with a butt afterwards?
I've been a Browns fan for longer than most of those guys are old that are playing today. But you know what, guys? They got to show me. They got to show
Agreed.
Me.
Of course.
And this
they
is a chance.
They
got to
show. They got to show us too, Bob. My nickname here is Mr. Perspective Guy, and I haven't lost that in offering an enthusiastic and or positive outlook. And keep in mind, I had Italian food for lunch, so that changes things. That impacts things. Nathan became Italian today, and I don't even know if he was.
I am Italian.
When
of course, I'm Italian.
And we know that Carly McCord is part Italian. So all of those factors come into this this perspective of enthusiasm. No, in all seriousness, looking at the Browns and trying to view them on a week-to-week basis, yeah, you might need therapy sometimes to deal with this, because they tear your emotions in so many different ways following this team. And I haven't been the dedicated follower of this single team as long as you have, but I've been around this team long enough and studied the history of this place in this club long enough to fully comprehend what it is that is what you just said. Show me. I'm calling out or challenging this team to show me too. Show us that our belief is warranted.
And I think that's why this Sunday is so important. This is an opportunity to get everybody on board. It really is a massive opportunity for this Cleveland Browns team to get people on board, to get the Bobs of the world excited and ready to go. And this is a chance to do it, and I certainly hope the Browns seize that opportunity. When we come back, we're going to get some more barks from the Dog Pound here as we finish up our first hour of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But let me remind you, enthusiasm, you need your gear. Shop the new and improved selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the store at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or go to shop.clevelandbrowns.com.
That's such professional radio on your part. I love that.
Thank you.
You transition right
you.
In there.
Yes, thank you.
And with all this enthusiasm.
That's right.
Get your clothes.
Get it. It's good stuff. I love it.
It is good stuff. We wear it every day. You're wearing it. I'm not particularly wearing the same.
You're looking very business today.
A little bit of a business look today. I had a business meeting today. But looking at you, man, you got the helmet polo going. Right. You got the nice jacket. It's good.
It's good stuff. That's right. You can have the same look.
Call your shot Friday, 216-578-0850. Get aboard.